Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
And Arizona men's basketball played Cal this evening at McHale in a very weird early in the day game, earlier than we're used to.
6:30 is fantastic. I'll take it every time. 10 out of 10.
Arizona won 91-65. Apparently, the Pac-12 network didn't want everyone to see this game because the feed went out in the second half. Pretty much a large chunk of the game. So we were just all like following everyone on Twitter at that point. But
not me. I was at the game.
You were at the game.
But I was still following everyone on Twitter.
That's true. You multitask.
It was a boring game.
It wasn't great. But, you know,
they won. At one point, I was watching Nebraska, who won. They beat somehow. I didn't know this until like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Do you know Wisconsin was number 6 in the country?
Yeah, it's weird, especially because, you know.
Arizona beat that ass.
You beat that ass, so.
And then Nebraska beat that ass today in overtime.
They're not going to be number 6 much longer.
Everyone's losing, man.
That's a good thing.
Arizona might be back in the top 5 at the end of the week.
Even better. Don't, you just jinxed it. You just jinxed it.
Shelby can't knock on wood because she cut her finger.
Don't tell everyone.
She told me she cut her finger while messing. What was it? She was trying to get. I'm going to embarrass you. I don't care. You know how, like, razors, I say you know, like, you can talk back to me, but razors have the plastic thing covering it.
It was Shelby, a girl's razor.
Shelby couldn't get it off.
And it was brand new.
And so she was trying to get it off, and then she cut her finger, and she's like, I cut my finger. And then tonight I came home, and I made her show it to me, and it's not a cut. She literally chopped a chunk of her finger off.
There's a chunk of my thumb.
Because I was like, do you need a stitch? Let me look at it. And I was like, well, you don't need a stitch because you're just literally missing that part of your thumb, Shelby.
I mean, you're making it sound really, it's not that much. It's just like, it bled, like I was in such a bad mood at work. I came to work and my boss was like, hey, what's going on? Like being all chipper. And I was like, I cut my finger and it's still bleeding. And he was like, whoa. It bled for a good, you know.
Shelby doesn't.
Is it bad if it bleeds for like 2 hours?
Shelby doesn't do good with blood.
I was okay.
Whatsoever.
Other people's blood. I was all right.
I bleed my own blood.
Look, right. I'm a warrior. I bear down. I don't need my left thumb.
The fact that you're even able to do this podcast with a thumb injury is remarkable.
I think I should be given all the accolades for my hard work. But before we begin, speaking of work, we do need to shout out our sponsor. Longview Insurance and Investments. Investing should be easy. Buy low and sell high. But what seems simple can get tricky in a complex field. It's too easy to encounter pitfalls in the investment space, but seeking professional advice can help you reach your goals. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we're your local professionals based right here in Tucson. Let us help you create a personalized investment portfolio that reflects your unique risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn mas.
Good job.
Thank you. I like how we're doing the podcast and you're playing with the dog. So
I'm also watching the UCLA
game. Oh my God, UCLA game. Oregon State so bad.
Shout out USC. I assume they're not going to. We're recording this with 9 minutes to go in the USC game. USC is atrocious.
It's very
There's amazing. A very real possibility that without Isaiah Collier, they're the worst team in the conference.
Aren't they like
they're
ranked?
They're very close.
They're ranked. Well, we saw that funny graphic. Someone
USC,
ranked them 13th.
Oregon State is going to be a legit. I'm interested to see how this game goes.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Well, we're not doing our usual questions.
No, I Jason have a said rule. We're 20 not points doing or more. Questions. 20 points or more, we don't do questions.
We're just straight up vibing. We also got a little complaints from the podcast yesterday that we had no singing. So I will remember you.
Oh my God, that's dedicated to the Pac-12 Network. Yes. I had a great tweet where I said, oh my God, you missed the craziest thing. I will say this.
Yeah.
Before we get into the game. The fact that the Pac-12 Network went down when Tommy Lloyd went with a Conrad Martinez, Philly B, Pauly Morawskis lineup is bullshit. It's borderline racist.
I think it's like intentional, especially because what they decided to put on the air was an ASU documentary thing.
Anyway, all right. So, 91-65.
Will you remember me?
This is the last time for a very long time that Arizona will play Cal.
Oh no!
It's going to be very emotional. These are now the last times that, like, so Stanford will no longer come to McHale anytime soon.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Which is great.
The last dance.
And then, we'll see.
The last chance. I'm singing a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So, this game was a butt-kicking from the beginning. Arizona got up 16-6. Very early. Really it became a situation where it was a lot like the first meeting where Arizona got whatever it wanted. And then it was a matter of, okay, you know, if you remember the first meeting, Cal scored 55 points in the second half. And you're like, well, let's just see how Arizona defends. Cal scored 6 points pretty quickly in the second half. And you're like, here we go again. And Arizona says, no, we're good.
Nah, son.
And Arizona only outscored Cal by 6 in the second half. But that didn't matter. I mean, a lot of times you get so big in these games, you cruise and your goal, like, you almost stop running certain things because your goals kind of just carry it out. At one point, the biggest thing to me is, like, you look at the minutes in a game like this. Like, Umar Ballo, 22 minutes. Bradley, 16. Krivis was able to get 17 minutes. Nobody on the entire team played 30 minutes. And when you go against a team like Stanford, who's borderline dirty.
You need all the energy you can
right.
get.
So, you know, we'll kind of go down the line. In this one, individually first, then we'll talk about team stuff. Caleb Love.
Oh, Caleb Love.
I like this game from Caleb Love.
Did you see that pass?
And it was kind of a quiet game, but it was no turnovers. And Arizona turned the ball over 12 times. He didn't have any. 5 for 10. Put up one or two bad shots, which is pretty good for him. 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, no turnovers. I'm cool with that line.
I like that he shared the ball. Like, he had some really good ball movement, and he wasn't selfish. That was a pleasant thing to see from him. I like that.
I just want to point out, I'm sorry, I'm really distracted. There's a commercial right now for 10's Show Club, and they're advertising their establishment by saying that you get a free buffet.
Also, comp buffet and jersey giveaway. I mean, this is peak level marketing, guys. Like,
come watch the Super Bowl. We'll feed you for free.
I'm there.
What?
What?
Okay. Next up, Shell.
Next up. I can't see. The screen's turned the other way. This
the
is
blood from
chaos.
Your fingers all over.
You can't see anything. Also, sidebar, if anyone's a doctor, you know, if you slice maybe the tip of your thumb off, like, is there something you're specifically supposed to do besides keep it clean?
Find it.
And dry. Find it. It's not the tip of the thing. It's not that bad. Pella, Senior Pella.
Yeah, Pella hasn't had a last couple of good games. I wonder if he's banged up from when he got annihilated in the Oregon game.
Yeah.
Because since that happened, he hasn't been shooting well. Was 0 for 4 from 3, 0 for 5 from the field. Did add 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Did play really good defense, but you do wonder if he's banged up. They're going to need his offense. I mean, I say that, but look, Arizona scored 91 points and he had 3 of them. So,
yeah.
But this was, if you're looking for a negative, Pella might have been the only negative of the entire night. Just the fact that he struggled with his shot. Most guys on the team didn't struggle with their shot and were able to get what they wanted offensively. And I don't know, he just didn't seem as aggressive.
He's a little off tonight.
There is a question of whether or not he's favoring that shoulder. So we'll probably get a better idea against Stanford, who's really going
to Well, he has
that.
A tendency to disappear in games. And also, like, the focus. You can tell when he's super on, he's on, and he's, like, running into people in the paint and trying to draw the charge. But that was not him tonight. And honestly, that's, I personally think that's okay, especially for a game like this. Like, if he's got to rest a little bit.
I think sometimes, too, he defers a little too much. And, yeah, like, that's you could true. Tell tonight he was deferring. Like, he was like in a situation like, okay, we're getting what we want.
Take the shot.
Offensively, feel free, everyone else. I'll set you up and all that. So.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very giving. Yeah, he's a giver.
Me too.
Senor Boswell.
I love the way he played tonight.
He played excellent.
You know, it was something where, yeah, he was 3 for 6, which isn't great, but he was aggressive. Like, got to the basket. His points came at the rim. He had a play where he took his man off the dribble and put up a nice jumper and missed. But that was a shot he wasn't even taking last week. That is important. Tommy Lloyd said it at the presser. He's been saying it for a few weeks now. They just want him to be aggressive because in the games where he didn't score, he wasn't even shooting. He was like 0 for 2.
He was just running around.
Yeah, he was literally like, he got the nickname on the board, Cardio Boswell, basically. And it's true, though.
Like, well,
he was just running around. And so it was a situation where, you know, it's a waste, right? Like, it really is a waste. And when he's aggressive, Arizona as a whole is better. 5 assists. He's getting 4 rebounds. That's good. Remember those games, Shelf? He had 0, 0, and 0.
Yeah, and he wasn't even trying to go for him.
And so the fact that he has 5, like, I'll take a line of 7 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds every game and have no issues with it whatsoever.
No, because
that is a winning stat line from an Arizona
player. He tried. That's the difference, is that he actually tried. And I like that he was able to cut inside a couple times under the basket and get, are we seeing Oregon State's going to actually get a bucket? No, they got a foul.
Shelby, calm down and do
I'm
the
sorry.
Podcast.
Sorry, I'm doing the podcast.
God, you hate UCLA so much.
I do. I'd rather watch UCLA lose.
If you could have UCLA play ASU, who are you rooting for?
That's really hard for me.
I kind of lean ASU.
I lean ASU because I'm known to say I hate ASU on a scale of 1 to 10 at like a 9, and I despise UCLA at an 11. So I would, anytime UCLA can be thwarted, even if it's ASU, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Next up to me, Shelby.
Senor Umar.
The MVP of the
game. I have to tell you one thing funny. Brielle sat here and tried to tell me his name is Omar. And I was like, nope, this is not The Wire, honey. Like, his name is Umar. And, like, I kept trying to, like, rewind it on that.
Did you watch The Wire?
I'm down with the streets, Jason.
You told me the other day you've never seen The Wire.
This is how we do it.
What?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm down with the streets.
Shelby's never seen The Wire.
I know who Omar is, though. Like, I know, like, the storyline. But no, I did not actually watch it. Is that the show where the guy's face got blown off?
No, that's Breaking Bad.
That's Breaking Bad.
Anyway, Umar had 22 points, my God, and 13 rebounds in 22 minutes. I think that's a pretty good ratio, scoring 1 point a minute.
I also think he got his career 1,000 points
as
a Wildcat.
Yes, 1,000 points as a Wildcat. Honestly, the coolest part about tonight was when he went to the free throw line, he was funny after the game. Arizona fans went nuts. Like, he hit him, and then he had the air ball or whatever that was. And then Arizona fans started going nuts during his free throws to, like, encourage him. Usually it's quiet. And at the end of the at the presser, someone asked him about it. He goes, "They wanted to make him more than I did." Like, it was like, and it's like, it was really, it was actually a really cool thing to see Mikhail get behind him. So Fardaw's iMac is, like we mentioned, he's literally like the fifth or seventh or something like that leading rebounder in the country. He averages like 15 and 10. Umar has annihilated him in both meetings. He fouled out in the first meeting. This meeting at 10 points and 5 rebounds. And he was literally, he was just a 3-point. He just took 4 threes, which isn't his game at all. And Umar ate him up, just absolutely dominated this dude. Like, these are the type of matchups that Umar generally does well with. When it's another big on big type of matchup, Umar generally is going to play pretty well. It's when you start getting small or super athletic or something like that, that maybe Umar is going to struggle with. But again, like, iMac is one of the best rebounding players, and Umar dominated him and deserves credit for just completely outplaying him. He was the best player on the court in a game that has multiple guys that are in the running for Pac-12 Player of the Year, which kind of gets me to the next guy, Shelby.
Senor Bradley.
Nope.
Senor Johnson.
Yes. I love this game from Keyshawn. It was really cool in the beginning. You know that you're in trouble if you're Cal. If you're Mark Mattson, you're probably saying, we're done already. When Keyshawn is making threes where he's stepping into the shot and it's not even hitting the rim.
Yep.
When he did that twice, or I think one of them was a long two also, you're like, well, good game, Cal. You have no chance tonight.
He came too polite.
The biggest thing to me with him and Pella and really anyone Arizona put on him is they made Jalen Tyson's life hell.
Yeah, miserable.
I mean, it was, he didn't get anywhere open whatsoever. He had 10 points and 10 boards, but 5 of 14 shooting. And I had said in the breakdown, and it's not like scientific magic or anything, that if Jalen Tyson didn't play well, Cal had no chance to win. And that's really every game. If Jalen Tyson does not play well, and it's a lot of pressure, if Cal was better, Jalen Tyson might be the player of the year. His numbers are that good. To hold him to 10 points on 5 of 14 shooting, and really, like, again, like, everything that happened, I mean, the first half, Shelby, he was 1 of 8. So the second half, he got a little loose, 4 of 6, but you're still controlling him, right? And so to make a guy like that his life hell is fantastic defense. I thought Arizona's defense was fantastic. I said they'd shoot, Cal would shoot 33s, they shot 28. They only made 7. Not many open looks at all. Umar was challenging. Remember Tommy Lloyd last week, I think it was challenging the bigs to step up with other bigs that shoot threes. iMac, well, you know, Umar was right in his face for most of them. Shelby showing me the only Wildcat since 96-97 have multiple games scoring 20-plus points without missing a shot is Umar, who has done it 3 times.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, he was just fantastic. But back to Keyshawn, when he's making threes, like, all of a sudden, like, yeah, I don't want him shooting 10 threes, but if he shoots 4 and he's making a couple, you take that all the time. So 15 points, great game from him. The other player I thought really stood out, another career high, KJ Lewis is going to be a superstar.
Oh, he wants it so bad, like, too.
14 points in 16 minutes, and there wasn't a dude on Cal. Cal, look, I love Mark Mattson. I think he's a good coach. I think he's going to have the program in a solid spot in the ACC. They are a horrendous defensive team.
They just chose not to do
it. No, that's them. They don't defend. Like, if you go to KenPom and look at that, they do not defend. KJ Lewis got whatever he wanted. He missed a 3. He missed the layup badly or, like, a shot in the paint. Other than that, everything he got was at the rim. Arizona, Shelby, had 40 points in the paint. You know, they had 32 points off the bench. They got whatever they wanted. The only negative defensively for Arizona was Cal got 17 points, fast break points, and 15 points off turnovers.
There's a couple sloppy, like, passes, like, when you're in the backcourt, like, immediately that Cal was going to go steal it.
The transition defense was not very good. But, I mean, really, like, it's one of those games where you just can't complain. Like, Krivas played 17 minutes. I didn't like, he had 5 rebounds. He needs to learn not to bring the ball down.
Yeah.
You know, he had the 2. He had the turnover. But my boy Conrad played 4 minutes, scored. Wilmanaw scored, which is awesome. Philly B got 5 minutes, scored 4 points, had 3 rebounds. Jaden Bradley was fine. Really, I mean, there's nothing to complain about. And again, like, you look at Cal, like, Rodney Brown did what he did off the bench. Celestine was decent. But to hold Tyson and IMAC to 20 points combined, Cal's got no chance when they do that. Jalen Cohn, I imagine all he does is shoot threes. Like, literally, that's all he does. And he doesn't make them. But whenever you shoot that many, there's always the off
chance. Someone's going to go in.
You get hot. 2 for 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from three.
We'll take it.
Right. And so you take it. I mean, it's this was the game I always say, when you play bad teams, you need to beat the shit out of them. It's that simple.
And also get out of it not injured.
Yes.
Nobody hurt.
When you are favored to win by 18, you need to win by 18.
At
right.
Least.
And that was the problem with when Arizona lost to Oregon State. Like, they were favored by big and they lost. And now attention turns to Stanford and we'll preview that game. But no complaints. It was a dominant win against a Cal team that I honestly think is probably better than people realize. I don't think they're good. I'm not going to pretend like they're awesome. But they have some talent on that team. I mean, like, IMAC is good. Tyson is good. Kennedy is decent. He was 3 of 13. Like, he's better than that as a shooter. So, overall, nice night.
We'll take it. We like wins. And winning. What else do you like?
I like when you say our tagline.
Yeah, the one I accidentally came up with. No matter where you are.
Every breath you take.
No matter what you do.
Every move you make. Farewell,
Cal.
Down.
You will not be playing in McHale for a very long time. But until then,
we're gonna go.
Always.
Find Shelby's other piece of her thumb.
Bear down.
Oh. We would be remiss to not mention ASU lost tonight.
ASU lost tonight.
The highlight of the game was Bobby Hurley getting a tech, defending his player after getting a tech.
It's peak Bobby Hurley. You got to love it. Also, Jason wanted me to remind him to shout out Elliot on the podcast.
Saw Elliot going into the press room. Big fan of the podcast. Shout out Elliot. Thank you very much.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.